Hey, it's between us. Welcome back to another podcast episode. Today's episode is going to call you out. And I'm sorry if this hits a little too close to home, but like, I felt like this topic needed to be talked about because it's been on my mind for so long, no lie. But the topic is, you don't like them. You like the thought of them. Yeah, I am guilty of this. I think almost every crush I've had up until this point, I haven't liked the person. I've just liked who I thought they could be. And you're probably like, how do I do this? Why do I do this? How do I stop this? That's what we're going to dive into today, because I've been doing some deep diving considering the fact that this is me. So this could or probably is you. So the first thing is, how do you tell if you actually like them? I feel like we should start with the actually, because it may be a little foreign. So first thing is like, do you feel attraction to this person? The answer is probably yes, because let's be for real, you only paint images, like romantic images in your head with somebody if you're attracted to them. Whether that's their cadence or their actual face. Hopefully it's their face. But yes, first look at them and be like, am I attracted to them? And then from there, figure out if you're attracted to other parts of them as well. Like, are you attracted to the way they carry themselves in relationships with other people? Are you attracted to the way that they carry themselves, point blank, period? Are you attracted to their hobbies? And if the answer is yes, you could be leaning towards more into actually liking that person. But the next thing is like, do you even know anything about this person? Like, is this just a crush based off of vagueness? Is this a crush based off of your lack of knowledge on this person? Or is this a crush because you actually know them? Like, you know how many siblings they have and their relationships with those siblings. Like, do you know what I mean? And this could also go into, when you are talking to this person, do you ask questions about them to get to know them better? Or are you just allowing them to talk about the small things so that you have ammo for this crush that you have on this person? If you are talking to this person and you're not talking with them, what's the point? You're not building a relationship or a crush. You're going to end up building this image of somebody in their head, in your head, and it may not align with reality. And honestly, let's be for real, that shit hurts. That shit is so hurtful, and like, it's like a rude awakening when you find out that this person that you liked doesn't even exist, bro. Like, you literally just liked a character that you wrote. You should go write a romance novel, because let's be for real, you just made a character. But let's say you're talking to them and you are interested in little aspects of their life, and you're trying to figure out how you could fit into those aspects. Do you like those aspects? Do they align with yours? Is it new? Is it foreign to you? I feel like that's a good sign that you're welcoming them as a whole person. And that's not something that's easy to do. I feel like a lot of the times when you like somebody or you want to make them fit in your life, you're willing to either adjust the mold or cut them into this mold by ignoring things that they're blatantly telling you is wrong with them. I'm not even gonna lie, these are hard things to realize, because it took me so long to realize this, but it's like, it's something that innately happens. It's something that you're going to do by accident until you don't, until you meet the one person that you're like, actually, I really do like this person, and this and that, and the third. You get me? A next thing is like getting to know their experiences so you can understand how they handle things in the real world. I feel like if you are talking about the little things and you're not paying attention to their opinions or stuff like that, then you're setting yourself up for failure. Because how are you going to say that you have a crush on this person or that you like this person, but you're not interested on their survival tactics, because eventually, like, if you really do like this person, their survival tactics will have to align with yours. Otherwise, you guys won't survive together in a relationship. Do you get me? But basically, I feel like apply everything that you learn about this person that you think you like to reality. Apply it. If you're applying every scenario to, like, your everyday life along with their everyday life, there's tangible experiences, there's tangible conversations that y'all have had. Do you get me? It's rather than just being like, oh, like, he liked this. Like, oh, he probably likes this. And like, oh my God, like, you know, don't paint the picture in your head. It's not healthy. It doesn't help. It won't work. Listen to what the person is saying and don't try to scribe it or don't try to add any undertones or anything. Because that's not what they said. And you're going to have to realize what they truly said, whether that's now or later when it's going to hurt a little bit more. Just take things for what they are. Like, okay, then the next question I was asking, because I was like, how, when I was going through this, or when I still am going through this, what questions did I ask myself to figure out if this was a real crush or not? And the next one is, how do you tell if, like, you liked the idea of them truly? And basically, think about if this person reminds you of something or someone, okay? That could be an old friend that you had that you're no longer in contact with, or maybe a version of your parents that you remember when you were younger that's not really there anymore. Think about if you're applying any of those characteristics to new people. Because one time I was talking to this guy and he sounded exactly like my old best friend. So I kept being like, oh, this guy's probably so cool. He probably likes all these things. And he didn't like any of those things. And he was not cool. He was not cool at all, actually. And I was able to realize immediately what I did in that situation. I painted a picture of who he can be just because of who he reminded me of. Even if it's like a character based in a TV show, if you think this guy reminds you of the character, try to separate him from that character or her from that character, because that's not who they are. And even if that's them showing you a bit of who they are, there's no way to know to an exact T that they are like that character just because they remind you of that. That's a subconscious thing, though, to draw conclusions of somebody based off of who you know. It's something that everybody does with anybody, whether that's a person you want to be in a relationship with or friends with, or a teacher or something, like, oh, his teaching style reminds me of this other teacher, so like they're probably the same in that way. And it's like, don't make that assumption ever, because you're already on a narrative of expecting something of this person that they haven't shown you that they will give you or that they would ever give you. It's not, you don't even know if those are their values. You're just placing that onto them, and that's genuinely not fair to them, and it's not gonna be fair to you in the end, because it's just your feelings that are gonna be hurt, if we're being for real. The next part was like, who would you like them to be? What I'm thinking about when I say that is, do you paint this person in a future that they haven't told you about? Like, let's say, like, here in university, you meet a lot of people who are of different majors and stuff. And then you could be like, oh, that person probably likes this job or this, this, and that, and the third. Like, are you painting their future based off of what you think of them rather than getting to know them? And if the answer is yes, then that's not the ideal. That's not good, actually, because that doesn't mimic reality at all. Remember that the whole premise of knowing if you actually like somebody is if that is real. Think about if it relates to the real life experiences that y'all have had together. And if the answer is no, you're down the wrong way. You're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting this relationship up for failure. Because let's say that you do paint this image of this person and you do manage to ignore every single thing that contradicts the opinion that you have of them in your head. And you get into this relationship. Do you truly think that it's going to be a success? Do you truly think these experiences and these futures that you're placing onto this person will actually play out, given the fact that all of it is based off of what you put in your head. Personally, I don't know if I could ever let it get that far. I don't know. I've never let it get that far, but if it ever does get that far, I think you need to realize this ain't gonna help you and this ain't gonna help the person, because the connection isn't real. The connection is forced and coerced. And I think convoluted would work in that situation as well. Yeah. The next one is, like, if you first meet somebody, I'm like super guilty of this, but you base your opinions or your expectations of them based off of how they look, how they speak, how they dress. I mean, it's a very innate thing to do, to be like, oh, that guy dresses like a skater, he probably skates. That guy, no, that girl's wearing like that shirt, she probably listens to Sexy Red or something. Do you get me? Think about it. If you're doing that, don't do that. I have made so many wrong associations with about people or expectations of people, and just because of how they look. I think the whole thing is, like, don't judge a book based off its cover. I feel like it's a very simple lesson, but it's, like, so easy to forget. Never judge anything by its cover, because you will be surprised. And sometimes that could be a good surprise. You can think somebody's an asshole and turns out they're not an asshole, and that's, like, a beautiful surprise. But you can't expect somebody to be a good person because they're wearing, I don't know, like, something that's comforting to you. So let's say if you're a Christian, you can't think every person that's wearing a cross is going to be able to coexist in your space. I can't assume that every person walking down the street with tattoos is a cool person because I'm a cool person with tattoos. Like, it's not fair to make that assumption, because if it's not the truth, you can never make it be the truth. Some people are just not going to live up to your expectations. And that's okay, because they're your expectations. Just like you don't have to live up to anybody else's expectations. You don't live up to your parents' expectations. You don't live up to your friends. It's your life. It's in your hands, dude. You are the driver of your destiny. The next one was, if you figure out that the more you learn about a person, the more shocked you get, I find that that shows you that you are on your way of painting a person rather than getting to know a person. Why are you shocked to learn these things when you never knew them in the first place? Like, I feel like if it's an innate shock, it's like, oh my god, like, that's like a really bizarre human experience. Versus it being, oh, I didn't expect that. Like, what, you know? I feel like when you're getting to know somebody, it's unfair to place expectations onto them, because you don't know them and their life experience is just that. You're in the process of getting to know them. And especially if this is a crush that you have on somebody, you can't have any expectations of their life experiences and who they are just because. Because let's be for real, this is all just because you made that assumption because you want them to fit into that mold, or because you need them to fit into that mold. And again, that is unfair. And then I personally am really guilty of this, actually. When I'm talking to a guy, I think of all the whole, like, every experience that I've had. I'd be like, oh, like, we probably think the same, you know? And I always try to find a mirror between me and the guy that I like, because I want to find some agreeableness or likableness in his character so that we can go together. But the more you get to know somebody and the more you get to realize that maybe you guys' experiences and stuff don't align, that's fine. I feel like that's, you have to accept that for what it is. So everything I just said, if you're able to accept it for what it is and apply it to, like, reality and, like, I don't know, apply it to the relationship and the knowledge bin that you're caring of this person, then all is well. But if you're going to see these things and notice that these things don't align, kind of just like ignore it. Like ignore major potholes in the smooth path you're trying to create because you want this person to fit into your life real bad. That doesn't work. That connection is not real. And I find, dare I say, that it will be one-sided. Because if you are liking this person for all the things that you are placing onto them, they could very well like you, yeah. But they're going to like the real you, and you're not going to like the real them. So the connection would be coming from their side, making it one-sided. Or you can, I don't know, in this way, they could not like you, but you like them so much because you see yourself in them. And then when you take that away, maybe things become a little easier to see. Maybe, the rose-colored glasses are removed, but maybe they're not. And actually, I don't know what happens when they're not, because I think every single time my rose-colored glasses have been removed in the way that they're supposed to. So whether that's negative and the person ends up being an asshole, whether that's positive and the person tells me straight as it is, rose-colored glasses come off and I see the situation for what it is. But I'm trying to save y'all the whole hassle of having to go through that shit. Because let's be for real, it's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying to keep going through, oh my God, do I like this guy or do I just like me? And honestly, these can be windows to gain some self-love or clarity, or your expectations of what you want in a relationship. Those all things are possible. But it's like, I feel like there's other ways to do so that don't involve hurting yourself. Because I feel like these, like painting somebody or falling in love with the idea of somebody really only ends up hurting you, because then you feel crazy that the person that you thought you liked or thought that you could be with doesn't exist. That person doesn't exist. And it makes you feel like, wait, so like I was overanalyzing every little thing, over romanticizing every little thing, and this person probably thinks I'm weird now. That's literally all it is. I just want to save y'all the whole runaround. So just simply ask yourselves these questions. If you're ever in the stage where you're finding that you like somebody, do you fully like them? Or do you like what you've made yourself see? I don't know if this is like a common experience now I'm thinking about it. Like, do people not see life for what it is? I guess there's like practices where you can see life for what it is, like stoicism and stuff. Like you look at a whole picture rather than the little intricate details that make up a large picture. But I find that it's important to be able to do both. Sometimes you got to look at the bigger picture and keep it pushing, but in those little aspects of life, you're going to find meaningful connections with people that make you feel like looking at the little intricate details is important and is worthwhile. So when it is your opportunity to do so, I think you owe it to yourself to be able to do so, to just be able to take a second and, I don't know, check this connection you have with somebody, or check this opportunity you're being opened up to. And then life is beautiful. I feel like that's the real beauty of life. But with that being said, try to minimize the pain, or I guess you can learn from the pain, but it's like, maybe there's a different lesson you can learn from that pain rather than it just being pain. Because if I'm being for real, the pain is there. Yeah. And it's like feeling behind in a society where relationships are held to such a high degree, or like people are always talking about relationships. Like, you could be somebody who's so not into relationships and still go on TikTok and Instagram, and that is what's like trending. It's like a matter of situationship, a relationship, a crush, a breakup, something. So there's obviously other lessons you can take away from with the broken heart. And maybe with those lessons that you carry into a connection, the broken heart won't be as detrimental as it could have been, shall this connection not continue? Personally, I think all of that is really beautiful, though. So don't feel bad if this is something that you have gone through in the past and have not been able to get yourself through quickly or gracefully. It's not, bro, there's no handbook on life. That's what I like to tell myself. There's no handbook on life where your connections are written out for you. And somebody can say, when you're facing this problem, you should do this. There's no right or wrong answer to handle life. We're all just learning what fits for us. And I've recently learned that this fits for me, to just sit and ask yourself questions, like on-call reflection, taking that second to check in with yourself to ensure that you're on the right path or you're happy with the decisions you make. I find that intentionality is such a good skill to have. If you're very intentional with a lot of the things that you do in your life, you won't have to apologize as much, because you're coming across almost exactly as you want to come across for as long as you want. For as long as you're in a connection with somebody, you come across as you want to come across. So, I don't know. Maybe learning to reflect on these connections can cut down your amount of connections, but grow your duration of those connections. Take a shot every time I just said connection, bro. But for real, I personally like quality over quantity. So if I only ever get like one relationship in my whole life, but it's the most beautiful, long, heart-fulfilled relationship, I'd be happy. Because I've always been one to say, I'll take a strong, small circle over a weak, large crowd of people any day. Because what's the point of not being seen? I believe to be loved is to be seen. I was watching a movie the other day called Echoes of the Rainbow. And like, it was such a cute little Hong Kong movie. But like, the part that stood out to me was the main couple of the movie. And like, she had like bunions on her feet because she had to keep walking up these hills or whatever. And he made her these really comfy shoes. So like, and they had little holes where her bunions would be. Like, you know, to be loved is to be seen. He saw that she was struggling and he fixed that. And that's why I'm thinking, like, that's applying stuff to reality. You learn little things about people. And you do things to like make their time on earth easier, or to just see them smile or something. So you can't paint an image of somebody, because then you'll never have those real deep intimate connections or moments, because like, you don't know anything that would make them want to be vulnerable or anything. Like, I'm not saying keep a note in your notes app of everything that you learn about this person, because honestly, that might be a little stalkerish, but I am saying keep a little note in the back of your head. Like, I feel like your partner or whoever you're pursuing should eventually just have to become your best friend. And what wouldn't you do to make your best friend smile? Because I know for a fact, I'll do anything to see that girl smile. So I'm just going to have the same energy for my partner. If I know that he likes these flowers, I'm going to go get the flowers. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a lover girl. But like, I know y'all see the Drake poster up there, so that makes sense that I'm a lover girl. But I'm an intentional lover girl, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Anyways, I hope you picked up any tips or heard anything that resonated with you in today's episode, because I find that I was really talking to myself today. This was a conversation I really needed. I don't know. I feel like what I look like. I just feel dark today. Wearing all black for my listeners, not my physical viewers. I'm wearing all black. And outside is kind of, you know, I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning. this was a conversation that I need to have with myself after the past couple of weeks I've been having. So this is real. And I hope it's real for you too. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.